I saw Doris, her cousin Doris, another cousin, and a friend walking towards me. I'd gone to meet them, Doris, in town from school, and she'd gone out with three of her colleagues, and they told me that they walked into town, and I went up Trinity Street to go to Newport Street so that I could intercept her, and I saw these four people coming down Trinity Street, and I didn't recognise them at first, but there was something bothering me about them. I couldn't work it out, and in the end I decided they were suffering from starvation, just like I'd seen in India. It was exactly the same thing. I mean, I was in 1943 when the big famine. It was a very big famine where everybody was starving and dying. You'd see people, if you went in the big cities like Calcutta, there were people lying on the pavement by their houses and shops and on the gutter side, and a lot of them were dead or dying, and it was traumatic, really, to see that. And then when I came home and saw Doris and her relatives, I couldn't believe what I was seeing at first, but it was starvation. And they say there was no starvation in England during the war. Well, there was. If you had access to a farm or access to a shop that sold food, you could get all kinds of things on the black market. If, like Doris and her cousin, they'd no mother at home to shop for them, they couldn't shop because they were working when the stuff was in the shop. It'd come in the shop mid-morning, back within an hour, what they got would be gone, you know. And so they definitely were starving. So nobody had enough by present-day standards, but some had enough to keep themselves well, but...